This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
This is your Yahoo Finance Market Breakdown. U.S. stocks plummeted Wednesday as 2 economic prints showed a slowdown in the U.S. economy in February, while fresh turmoil at Credit Suisse renewed investor concerns over the banking sector. The S&P 500 dropped 0.7%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.9%. Contracts with the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite paired earlier losses and ended just above the flat line. Bond yields plummeted. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note moved down to 3.49% Wednesday from 3.6% Tuesday. On the front end of the yield curve, 2-year yields fell to 3.89%. Oil fell to new lows on the year, with WTI falling below $70 a barrel. All 3 major indexes rallied Tuesday as crucial inflation data came in line with expectations. The S&P 500 closed up 1.7%, while the NASDAQ climbed 2.3%, marking the index's best day in 5 weeks. Shares of regional banks rebounded, clawing back some of the recent losses. But fresh troubles at Credit Suisse injected more jitters into markets Wednesday morning. By the afternoon, a Swiss regulator said the country's central bank would provide additional liquidity if necessary. The European bank's stock fell more than 25% at one point, plunging to a record low after its biggest backer said it could not provide any more assistance. Credit Suisse on Tuesday disclosed in a report that it had identified material weaknesses in controls over financial reporting. The sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, as well as the emerging turmoil at Credit Suisse, comes at a time when the economy grapples with stickier, if declining, inflation. It has sparked a debate among traders betting on whether or not the Fed will hike interest rates after its meeting next week. The banking sector received a vote of no confidence Tuesday as Moody's downgraded the entire U.S. sector's outlook from stable to negative, citing the rapid deterioration in the operating environment. Here are some of the stocks trending on Yahoo Finance on Wednesday. Credit Suisse. The bank's top shareholder ruled out offering further financial assistance to the lender. The shareholders cited regulatory concerns as the reason behind not being open to injecting more capital into the bank. UBS Group AG. UBS Chief Executive Officer Ralph Hamers said he will not answer any hypothetical questions following the turmoil at his rival Credit Suisse, Bloomberg reported. Meta Platforms. Meta announced another 10,000 layoffs. The recruitment team is among those most affected by the job cuts, as the company plans to close 5,000 vacancies it had yet to fill. Citi boosted its target price to $260 from $228. AMC Entertainment. The company said, given a preliminary tally, shareholders voted in favor of increasing the firm's stock authorization and converting AMC preferred equity units into common shares. And Sentinel One Incorporated. The cybersecurity company reported fourth-quarter earnings that showed total revenue increased 92% to $126.1 million, up from the year before when it came in at $65.6 million. 3M Company. The stock is trading lower ahead of the company's Investor Day event. Advanced Micro Devices. The stock outperformed on Tuesday overall for large-cap technology stocks following 3 straight days of declines. For the latest market news, visit yahoofinance.com and find us on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
spoken layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.